and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago in the United States of America. And I'm your preacher today as well, with a preaching I'm calling The Hardness of Our Hearts. We have a tough scripture today from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus left that place and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and crowds again gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. Some Pharisees came, and to test him, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then, in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Thus ends the reading. This is a tough one, but I think it's important to see what Jesus' answer is. Yes, because of the hardness of your hearts, God modifies the law, lets the law accommodate you. And if that's the way you want to live, sure, I suppose it's legal, but 'tis not right. And what about us? How hard are our hearts? Are we just looking for the law to accommodate what we really know to be wrong, but we want to do anyway? Do we look for a way out so we can live as we want to live? Because our hearts are that hard. Or do we let them soften and say, "I want better"? And do we let them be broken and say, "I have to do better and I can't, help me"? That's the kind of heart that we should have if we really want to follow Jesus. Not a hard heart, but a soft heart that never quite lives up to it, but always wants to do what's right, always wants to be loving, and is looking for some help to live better, not an excuse to live worse.